In the Arab world, Iraq has been a leader in the arts, producing some of the region's finest painters and sculptors. Under sanctions imposed after the 1991 Gulf War, many feared Iraq's artists would suffer. Instead, they have generated more work than ever before. But the prospect of another war is starting to stifle their creativity. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Baghdad.
In a studio filled with art books and scraps of metal, sculptor Ahmed Al-Safi refines a small, aquiline bronze figure. The 32-year-old artist, looking very much the part with his long sideburns and dark, moody eyes, says when finished, the figure will hang horizontally under a bronze sun. This person could be someone who likes to dominate the world, says Safi. He wants to shade the sun, replace the sun. Safi insists his work is not political. He says he's trying to tackle mythical themes about man's condition. He points to one of his favorite works, several bronze figures grabbing onto a hoop. Three people are trying to catch hope, he says. Hope is a common theme in Iraqi art these days, though the country's economy has been largely destroyed and malnutrition and disease are widespread. The last 12 years have brought new vitality to Iraq's art scene. Because of the hardships sparked by the UN embargo, many artists have been forced to create and sell more art than ever before, leading to an explosion of private galleries in Baghdad. Iraqi art ranges from abstract expressionist oil paintings to primitivist works on wood. Much of it shares the use of bright colors and positive, often historical themes culled from Iraq's rich Mesopotamian history. Seated at a cafe in one gallery, painter Essam El-Azawi says these styles reflect the will of Iraqi artists to celebrate life in the face of threats and pressures from Western leaders.
They want us to reflect fear, black colors, dark, cold colors, like their suits. No, we have our bright colors, bright traditions, bright hopes for the future. And we'll live.
It's a determination that seems to have grown stronger amid the looming prospect of war. 50-year-old painter Qasem El-Sabti says he suffered plenty from conflict already. He says he lost many friends and fellow artists during Iraq's war with Iran in the 80s. Now, says Sabti, he's doing his best to ignore the threat of another war, just like in 1998 when he refused to cancel the opening of a new exhibit during the last U.S. bombing of Baghdad.
We are open exhibition, and the people, I swear, didn't care to the Air Force, American Air Force, and the bombs.
Art, he says, was their escape from the ugliness of war. Sabti, who's considered one of Iraq's finest artists, says he'll keep creating no matter what happens. Seated in a small studio in the back of his Hewar art gallery, Sabti excitedly holds up samples of his latest work, collages produced on the covers of old books.
This is the last one. Just this morning, I feel free in this kind of works.
Sabti says he's made dozens of collages in the last few weeks. But other artists say the constant threat of war is starting to take a toll on their creativity. Ceramist Maher Samurai says he's distracted by his children's recurring nightmares about war and worries that he might not meet his deadlines. He says he's got several exhibits coming up, including one in Los Angeles. His chief fear, he says, is that the Americans will bomb Iraq's power plants.
There is electricity. It's very important for me to produce ceramic. So I'm worried about how to finish my schedule for this year.
When asked what he would like most right now, Samurai's answer comes quickly.
Peace. Just peace. That's what I need.
Riyath al-Jazari, an artist who runs the Ina Gallery, says Iraqi artists have become very resilient under sanctions, producing great art despite a lack of materials and creature comforts. But in this heightened atmosphere of uncertainty, he says, artistic output is beginning to decline. We don't know how to read the future in this present context, says Jazari. We don't know what to do. Still, despite fears about the coming months, artists get excited when talking about a distant future free from war and sanctions. They say they imagine an Iraqi art scene exploding with new creativity. And they add they're confident the world will eventually rediscover Iraqi art and give it the international recognition many here feel it deserves. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.